Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we go with the best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Thank you so much for joining me. You're safe. You're in the trust tree, the safe place. You can also follow me safely on Twitter at Dan Day Radio. Going to be following the Joe Rose Show. We're all transitioning. Not everyone in the radio station. They're doing stuff from home, bathtubs, bedrooms, closets. Who knows? Just different stuff. So, Joe Rose Show, they're going to be talking a little bit about that. Also talking about some football and how it's not going to save anybody's job, this coronavirus, when it comes to football. Dan Lavotard. They catch up with Bomani Jones. Then Hawk and Crowder. Solana and I kind of try to hijack the show, but they get on to quarterbacking here in Miami. Right now, going to throw you some headlines. An emotional Carl Anthony Towns recently took to Twitter to announce his mom is in a medically induced coma after suffering from coronavirus. The T-Wolves Center is hopeful his mom will beat the illness. Ndamukong Suh is expected to return to the Bucks next season. He is expected to sign a one-year, $8 million deal. Dayton guard Obi Toppin has declared for the NBA draft. No date has been set for league play to return. Udonis Haslem has spoken out about spring breakers who recently flouted coronavirus in Miami, saying this is not their city and they're not being very responsible. The Olympics will not take place this summer. Instead, they will aim to hold the Tokyo Games in 2021. Inter-Miami CF has adjusted the team emblem, making the flamingos on the front stand further apart than usual in nod to social distancing. And now, let's take a step into the day spa. A Missouri woman recently gave birth at the Walmart toilet paper aisle. So natural in these times. With toilet paper in short supply, California officials are asking people who are using t-shirts and rags to not flush them down the toilet, causing plumbing problems. I would like to say this is a problem isolated to the coronavirus outbreak, but really, it's been happening for years all across America. An Italian priest recently said Mass live on Facebook with a filter for coronavirus hiding costumes enabled. First thing in my mind, man, this cabin fever is seriously getting to me. Second thing, best Mass ever. Two antelopes have broken out of a Welsh zoo. Don't those antelopes realize there's a coronavirus pandemic going on? Now on to weather brought to you by Hialeah Park. Tonight's forecast, cloudy with temperatures in the mid-70s. Let's get to it. The Joe Rose Show. They were up and at them this morning from all types of places. They'll let you know where from. They're talking about some mudslinging going on at home. TV, food, family. The Dolphins, real bad to real good, real fast. No NFL physicals, and coronavirus not saving any NFL jobs.
We got Hollywood in Miami. I'm here at my house, and Joe Rose at the Rose compound in Davie also. Good morning to everyone. Good morning to you guys as well.
All right, Zach, and right back at you guys. We're back on, man, and we needed this. We just want to let you know this is pure therapy for all of us today to be back on the air. And I have three women I'm living with, all grown. I'm getting a crap beat out of me. I'm not going to lie to you. It's been tough. They gang up on me. I've been called a lot of names, said I'm not as sick as I act like.
Wow.
When I get on their nerves, or they tell me I want something, and they all roll their eyes, and all of a sudden, yeah, no, this is tough, man. Being home with your family
And this is a true story, by the way, that Joe's telling you right now. He spilled his guts to me yesterday, like a 30-minute phone call about all this stuff. Like, he's hurting bad over there.
I had to say to my wife, who I have a great relationship with through all these years, and I was like, look, this is you got to back off a little bit. And she goes, and you got to back off too. So it's stuff like, I don't know if anybody else out there is going through it that's home, but I was not. And I get on everybody's nerves. I'm very open about the fact that if you're around me enough, I say something stupid or I get on your nerves. I know that about myself. I do. And sometimes instead of not saying anything, I got to make a comment. A lot of times after I say it, it's too late to take back and it causes problems. So this hasn't been easy with everybody, even going down to food and what we're going to get.
Right, right.
Nobody wants that.
No, plans for dinner, what are we doing for lunch, whatever the case may be. I'm not in the boat where I'm living with three women right now, but my wife is a workaholic, goes to work early, stays at work late, and now her office is the dining room table. So it's a little different in my house also, and there's like a, I know there's a pandemic going outside with the coronavirus, but there's kind of a something like that going on in my house also, because my wife just can't sit still. And now she's sitting at the dining room table. She's walking around the house.
It's tough, man. It's a lot. They're always there. They're never not there. Like, that's my problem with my wife. It's like she's just always there.
And it's nobody's fault.
Just go out. Go for a walk or something.
No, it's nobody's fault. Right, but it's nobody's fault.
Nope.
It's nobody's fault. It's just that we're all in a different situation, and things get a little testy. And you say something, it's not funny. Or you want to watch something, everybody goes, I'm not watching that. That sucks. I'm not going to watch that. Oh, God. You watching that again?
TV and food are the worst two right now. The TV, what you're going to watch, and then food, what are we eating for dinner?
You guys have both had blowout fights already, right?
No, not blowouts.
No, not a blowout.
I had a big one. It was actually yesterday. So they sent us, we've ordered a bunch of stuff, and something came wrong, and I thought it was my wife's fault. So I said something to her. She snapped, and it was actually the company's fault that sent us the wrong thing, but... Yeah, she was
too
pretty,
late.
Yeah, she snapped. Yeah.
By the way, I wanted to say this before I forget. Our friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning Company came out yesterday. They're all working, thank God, because the other thing is nobody wants to be without air, man. We went one day without air, and that led me into one of the little disagreements. And I said, Marga, I'll get to it.
Uh-oh.
And apparently it was the way I said it.
Yep.
Like, I heard you the – oh, I said I heard you the first time. Is that lead into like wanting to have problems? And you go, I heard you the first time and the second time.
Right. There's the second
that's
round.
Escalating
of that
the situation.
Right.
Escalator words.
That's when you want to get after it a little bit. So yeah, it's been like that. So I'm sure I'm not the only pain in the ass out there. I'm sure a lot of you have, just said, hey, I've been going for little walks by myself, staying away from everybody, talking to myself, walking around a little bit.
That's so like normal. So it's like normal.
Yeah. A lot of this.
What do you talk to yourself about? Like, hey, Joe, what would you do with the first pick?
No, I don't.
Then do you
that.
Like answer yourself?
I haven't gotten that bad. No, I haven't like sat down to do a mock draft while I've been off. Like, hey, guys, I wanted to share my mock draft. I have not done that.
You have plenty of time now.
If you're ever going to do a mock draft, this is the time.
To do my mock draft? No. Because the Dolphins could jump up to first and wipe out a lot of their good picks. And
so do that in your draft. Have the Dolphins picking first.
Right,
say they trade it up to
four.
You can do it. You could do that in a mock, Joe.
You know what, man? I just want impact players. That's all. I want impact players. I want the same thing everybody else wants. I want to go from being real bad to real good real fast. That's all.
Mm, I like that. That should be the motto this year.
Real bad to real good.
Real fast.
Real fast. Thank you.
Right.
I left that part out.
Right.
So, like, all right, whatever you think of free agency, we got 10 new players. We spent a ton of money. And now you got 14 picks is the second part. Like, all right, that was only the first part. Now the rest of your Christmas presents are coming. Here we go. So it's and it's for the big event, big off-season event of the year, for the NFL's the draft. And so we'll see what they do. But, hey, man, if they keep this thing same April date, I don't want to hear any whining and complaining about I didn't have a chance to see enough of Dion. I didn't have enough to see of Jonathan. I wish, nope. We got burned. And but you got to learn from your mistakes, right? From past mistakes made by the organization.
You would hope, yes.
No, there's no hope. There's like, okay, hey, we got security. We need you to do a background check on this guy growing up. What was it like? I never thought we'd do this, but you have to do it for the amount of money and how important these high picks are. You have to invest lots of time. You can't trust college coaches. I don't trust any of them. I don't care what they say. I don't. Oh, no, this guy's always honest. He's a good friend of mine. Nope. Got to do my own background check just to make sure. Thank you, though, for the information, but we're going to do it ourselves. Got to make sure, especially with this mental health stuff, fellas, on a serious note.
Right.
With the mental health stuff, and, yeah, the guy's dealt with some depression. Guy's dealt with, you know, oh, need to know that. That's a big one. Didn't have a lot of self-confidence. Oh, I need to know that. Need to know all that stuff.
But there is it going to be a problem now because of the fact that you're not going to be able to do too much information gathering because of what's going on in the world right now?
Zach, it's not going to be as easy, obviously, because your scouts can't jump on planes and go around. But you got to have people in those towns, in those areas that can help you out. You can hire agencies to go out, check stuff out. Probably not the way you want to do it. Kind of like physicals. You'd rather your doctors give people physicals instead of getting physicals, like Drew said, letting the teams in those towns do the physicals wherever these guys are. You think an owner wants to go, hey, I'm sorry we missed on that guy. That last month would have really helped me a lot. So you think the owner wants to hear that?
Like, no, not at all. Not even close.
The last 6 weeks I couldn't do the important part of the homework. You think Stephen Ross wants to hear that?
No, he wants to hear that we got the right guy and this is our quarterback for the next decade. That's what he wants to hear.
Was it too many years ago we heard Jeff Ireland in front of the whole organization go, man, we are getting ready to jump up and get the best defensive player. I heard he even went as far as to tell him he reminds me of, and he started naming all these great pass rushers. This guy's going to be this. He's going to do that. We're so lucky to be able to get this guy.
They just want the right guys. No matter how they go.
You notice I went dead air after that whole thing.
No, I liked the dramatic effect there. That was good.
So it didn't work. And then, you know, the Jonathan Martin thing, and they're going, well, we didn't get any of that when he was at Stanford. Yeah, but if you go back, you find out one of the guys he had the biggest issue was he got bullied when he was in high school. He got bullied by guys. One of them's a father was a GM or something at this special, because Jonathan came from money. So he went to a private school growing up. And he got bullied, and he didn't have self-confidence. Somebody needs to know that. Didn't take a lot of homework to figure that out after all this stuff came out later. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, a texter just texted in, the coronavirus is going to save Greer's job if he blows the pick since he couldn't properly vet the pick. I don't believe that if it's the fifth pick. Right.
Nobody's going for it if it's a second or third round pick. You still got it. If you need more information, you got to work around what we're going through with this coronavirus. By the way, every other team's got to go through it too. You're not the only one. It'd be one thing if, like, I got to play on a bad court in this win, except so does the other guy's got to play in the bad court and win too. Everybody's working under the same circumstances for everybody, right? Everybody's, if you didn't quite get it, you think he's your guy, but, oh, man, there was one little piece I still wanted to know more about, and we didn't quite get that. That's okay. Well, he's our guy. All right, then he's your guy. Just got to be right.
Better make sure, right?
By the way, I ain't buying the 50% rule that we've had guys come on. 50% rule. I buy 50% rule of a draft or less, but not 50% of six picks in the first three rounds.
No, you got to hit those guys, right? You got to hit those guys.
We got to hit more. Now, I know injury happens. I know guys don't work out. Yeah, you know, it happens to everybody, but man, we gotta be able to hit on it. So anyway, that's where we are right now, man. Chris got a tough situation, a lot of picks, and a lot of tough decisions to make, man, including everybody knows the big one, the big soreness in that giving you the black eye is we gotta get a quarterback, man. Gotta get a quarterback. That doesn't change. Well, that guy's sexy. This guy's sexy. That running back's good. This offensive lineman really looks like he's good. We got to get a quarterback. Got to get a young one. So anyway, that's all. Thank you for letting me get rid of all that stuff. Right?
You feel better? I just feel, I feel bad with the girls in your house. I make sure you get all that out.
You know, the other part of this whole thing is I knew this was going to happen. And so the story comes out yesterday. The general managers and people in the front office are going, hey, Mr. Ross, Jerry Jones, we need more time to evaluate these guys. Can we move this back? This is a bad time for us. Plus, some are still using that, you know, the coronavirus and so many bad things are going on. By the way, that's weak. I don't want to hear that. I know the other sports can't play. Well, the NFL's not playing either. But we got our draft. We got it for a certain time. It works. We need it. It's therapy. Don't move it.
I mean, are we pigs for saying we want the draft to keep going? Because if we are, then I'm a pig.
No, no, then we're all piglets.
Right, because I want it. I kind of need it at this point. I'm looking forward to it. And there's not a lot of other sporting events right now that you could look forward to coming back because you don't know. I mean, do we know if the NBA is going to come back soon? Do we know if the NHL is going to come back soon? When is going to be opening day for baseball? Like, there's a lot of things. How about the fact that do we know that NFL is going to start on time at this point?
No, we don't. We don't know.
Right, we don't know any of this stuff.
We don't know any of that stuff. We're hoping in the summer we're somewhat back to normal. Maybe the end of a quick little NBA season or quick little NHL season finish. But we hope football starts on time, college and pro. I'm with you on all that stuff.
Joe Rose Show coming to you from parts known all over South Florida. They'll be back tomorrow morning from 6 to 10, rocking and getting the information going. Stick with us. We're going to make it happen. Stick with me, because in just a couple of minutes, the Dan Le Batard Show. They are joined by Bomani Jones. A lot going on in the sports world, oddly enough, with everything kind of shut down. We'll explain next on the Best of the Joe Show. This is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Hopefully you're staying distanced from others. Very clean and very safe. Dan Le Batard Show, they're doing just that. They're at their own respective places, phoning it in, recording it in, doing whatever. They had Bomani Jones on the show today, not there in person, but on the show, talking about Cat's tough time and Cam getting cut.
Basketball has been a bit of an American leader in terms of league shutting down and then getting our attention. What did you make of Carl Anthony Towns revealing the vulnerability of my mother is in a coma and on a respirator?
I think as much as we talk about, like, you know, Rudy Gobert and the impact that he had, and the thing with him was just it was kind of first, right? Like, it's not like Rudy Gobert was like, I am going to find a way to get people to take this seriously, right? You know, that's not how we got here, but I get it. This was, you know, what happened with the NBA, I think, was like the first wake-up call for a lot of people. But my thought had been that the next level of this is we're all, at least at this point, kind of detached and removed from whatever suffering that this virus is causing. Like, we're hearing about what's going on in the hospitals, but we were at a point where we weren't hearing about what was actually going on with people. And I had thought that, like, the next level of this for people's processing of the situation is going to be when folks we know of start getting sick and, you know, not wishing it, obviously, but when, you know, people who we have some level familiar with are dying, like, that's going to hit people. It's one thing when Tom Hanks has it. It's another thing when you hear that Carl Anthony Towns' mother is in a coma. And I think that kind of stuff is where people are like, oh, man, this is real. Like, I saw a story in the New York Times yesterday about a woman talking about caring for her husband while he has this. And I think that's for people where it's like, okay, so this isn't just something that you catch, and if you're old, maybe it'll get you. Like, this is so for real. And so I think for Towns to come out and give a much more, like, for lack of a better term, human look at how this is affecting people, not just a news report. Like, this is real, man. We got to stay home.
I feel like an idiot for saying this. I really do. But are you like me, Bomani, where you're like, I didn't think this could happen in America. I didn't think that not enough intensive care units or ventilators or any of this could be an American problem. I feel like an idiot for thinking that.
Yeah, you know, my thing was, I didn't even think about this so much as this can't be an American problem as much as, like, I feel like, you know, you hear about, like, the yellow fever back in the day and all these different epidemics that had come around. And I think for a lot of people, I think we thought that we had reached a technology point, right? Where, we're like, if something happens like this, we can take care of it, which was kind of ignorant of us, like, not really understanding how infectious disease worked and stuff like that. But I figured that this was something that you heard about from way back in the day, but we good now, right? Like, we got everything we need to take care of this. And in spite of all the criticism there is to have for people for how they handled this, the truth is we could have done better with this. But a lot of this is like, yo, there's a disease that's out and nobody has had it. Therefore, immune systems aren't ready for it. Like, there was no amount of technology that was going to fix that part.
Transitioning to the NFL, Bo, how did we arrive at a place where a former MVP, Cam Newton, today is a free agent in the NFL?
This is a tricky one. So this, my read on what happened in Charlotte, they could have brought brought him back for one more year. Like, Bridgewater, I would run it back with Cam before I went with the capable Teddy Bridgewater. I think that's the most accurate description of him, is that he's capable, right? What it sounds like is Cam wanted an extension for obvious reasons, and the Panthers didn't want to go that far, so then they let him go. What I find crazy is the idea that there's no team out here, no matter what his physical situation is, that there's no team out here that would think, hey, maybe we should just kick the tires on this and see what happens. And maybe after all this slows down, somebody will go check him out, and then they decide to make a move. Maybe Bill Belichick, this is the plan that he's got, because there really aren't many options that I can think of that would be close to better than kicking the tires on Cam Newton. And we're not just talking about a former MVP. We're talking about one of the best players of the last decade. His team was very successful for the decade that they wound up having him after. Remember, they were 1-15 the year before he got there. The idea that he would just kind of be out here, but somebody would give up an asset to get Nick Foles at the price you got to get Nick Foles at, that's bananas to me.
Can you explain to us if the Carolina Panthers sort of betrayed Cam Newton? Do you feel like the way that
we really need new phones?
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.